I think the perfect way to wrap up this discussion is I was listening to BigFattyOnline.com. Big Fatty, I've also mentioned on here, who's another great podcast. Now, if you're going to go check him out, do not go to BigFatty.com or you will gouge your eyes out. But BigFattyOnline.com had this to say. And just to set up, he was describing, I left a little bit of the beginning on here so that to put it in context, but he was describing how he was editing a website for an organization that he works with and how they wanted him to take a page off. And then after he took it off, they wanted to put it back on. And then after, and he was getting frustrated. And this is what he had to say.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, if you're going to go check him out, do not go to BigFatty.com.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 890 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we have got voice letters, and there's lots of new 20, yes, Big Fatty, 20 requests. Yeah, Gussie, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. It's the final Wednesday. It's the final hump of the first half of the year, y'all. I just can't believe how quick the year is going by. And, y'all, that just happens. Y'all, you sleep with a shit. Not with a tinker's damn on Monday night. And so I just feel, y'all, that is a barbecue sandwich. And y'all, it wasn't very good. But y'all, I just didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn on Monday night. Y'all, I ended up getting up about 11:45 p.m. And y'all had me a bowl of cone flakes. And y'all, I finally eventually went to, I don't know if I was hungry or what. I had a big old solid for supper, but I guess that just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to fill the gullet. It wasn't enough to fill the gullet. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Cornwall. And y'all, he played a clip. I swear to you, if you have not heard his show, it's okay, y'all, because about 60% of his show was a clip he played. of Big Fatty being mad as a snake, y'all, and telling everybody to quit being an asshole and just quit rubbing it off. Just quit rubbing it off, y'all. Big Fatty, please, please, anytime you mention the word rubbing it, it makes the Cheerios gurgle. And anyway, but y'all, I couldn't believe the length of the clip that he played. But anyway, I was quite flattered. I was just quite flattered. And anyway, y'all, I've gotten a couple of e-letters and all here lately. And y'all, I have been remiss in checking the Twitty requests. And y'all, I went over there the other day and I had like 38 Twitty requests. And y'all, I don't know what's happened, because it used to send me an e-letter saying, "Bang Friday, you've got a Twitty request." And then I'd go over there and I'd look at it, or people would let me know. And y'all, y'all, I'm gonna go over there right now, and I'm just gonna go down the list. And if y'all, if I say your name, please step forward and let Big Fatty know that you are a real person and that you want to follow Big Fatty. So y'all, let's go on. I'm just, yes, Big Fatty, just go on over there. Y'all, let's just see here now. Okay, y'all, I've got, I don't even see the number now. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I've got one from Tabasco 16. That is Mike Sheehan from Carolina Beach. Mike, if you're a real person, send Big Fatty an e-letter. Y'all, Monas3, I believe Monas3 is was on Tim's little show. Y'all, I think I'll go ahead and accept him, because I know damn good and well he was on Tim's little show. Y'all, G. Bergen, That's George Bergen from the Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all, we've got Raynor Devil NF. Okay. Big Freddy, it's Raynor Devlin, y'all, from Wichita. Y'all, I didn't know anyone had a ta, much less more than one, which would make you say Wichita. Ah, Big Freddy, you are silly. Y'all, Fag Hag Forever, that's Lula Mae Bonds. I wonder if, I don't know. I don't know, but y'all, she had strawberry cake for lunch. And y'all, Pork LW, y'all, that's Andy Baxter of Barnsley. Y'all, we've got Way Willie, that's Waylon Werner. And y'all, Waylon is wearing some sort of nun's habit. I don't know what that means. Y'all, we've got the Mad Banana Nine, and y'all, that's Mad Banana. We've got the Roller Man from the Hudson Valley up in New York. Well, maybe not the Hudson. Well, I don't know. Arthur, 4873. Don't have any idea if Arthur's an actual listener. Q-Pod Addict. That's the bloated. No. Q-Pod Addict. We've got. We've got Dr. Brendanos. Dr. Brendanos. Paging Brock Dr. Brendanos. Y'all, he's over there in the London Uck. Maybe he knows Stephen the Uck. And y'all, we've got Kim Cheesy. Kim Cheesy. Y'all, that sounds like some sort of a Mexican supper or something like that. And that's James in the Chicago's. Y'all, we've got James Spinner. That's Janice. No, that's not James Spinner. That's Janice Spinner in the Chicago's. We've got Paige Worthy in the Chicago's. Y'all, there's a lot of people in the Chicago's. We've got Tristan. Tristan Bennett from the Palm Beach, Florida. Y'all, if you are real people and you are actually listening to Big Fatty, drop me a, what do you call it? An e-letter. To ruined at bigfattyonline.com. And for God's sakes, don't forget the online. Y'all, we have got Juliet Ailing, and they live in Indonesia. We've got Girl Geek, that's Sandy Bags up there in the Illinois. We've got the Nola George, that's George Richard down there in that Nolens, y'all. We've got Seth P. from the y'all, that's Seth Pajak. I wonder if he is any relation to Pat Sajak. Big Fatty. And y'all, he lives in the Hatlantas as well. Y'all, there's another page of him. We've got Jay-Z, 9. We've got Kate Strofik. That's Katie Earnhardt from Omaha, Nebraska. We've got Hard Gay Men. Y'all, we wish that they were real. We've got Stacy Kirk. Now, y'all, I think Stacy, if I, that's Roxy Deborah. I don't know what that is. Y'all, I think Stacy Kirk is lives in North Kakalaki. But Stacy, if that's you, send me a thing, an e-letter. Y'all, we've got I'm Nicholas Scott. That's Nicholas Scott out there in Los Angeles. The SC Girl KT, that's Kelly. We have got Tiny Pill. That's Heather Kennedy out there in the San Franciscos. And we've got CJ Gamom, CJG Mom, that's Heidi Gottner. We've got Lasitha 119, that's Lasitha Faranga. And y'all, she is from Anuradhapura. I don't know where that is, y'all. It must be just south of East Jesus. Y'all, we've got My Life Feist Music. That's Pamela Green. We've got Veganacious. And we've got Cherry 75. So, y'all, I apologize that I have not been over there before now. But, y'all, and I'm sorry that you all had to go through that. But, anyway, yes, Big Freddy, please move forward. Y'all also had some, what do you call these? Some, some e-letters, y'all. The Mola Man is a definite go for the Pride 48. I'm not gonna do a special thing, but y'all, he's coming in on Thursday night. Wants to know if everybody wants to go out for beverages. But y'all, I got an interesting e-letter from the Sassy Cat, y'all. I got an interesting e-letter from the Sassy Cat. And y'all, the Sassy Cat wrote to Big Fatty and says, Big Fatty, where is it? You had my attention at leather. I love attending. I think she means attending. Kether in the woods, but I think she means leather. At the Cactus Canyon Campground in Missouri, and being a straight chick, I dig men in leather. And y'all, I wrote her back and I said, Cat, Sassy Cat, are you a new listener? And by the way, Big Fatty digs men in leather too. And y'all, she told me the most interesting thing. And y'all, this has to do with the 2010. The 2010 number one fan of the BFO, that's Moose P up there in Raleigh. And y'all, Sassy Cat says, Big Fatty, it's such a small, strange world. I got a follow notice from audioboo.fm/MoosePee. And I clicked on the web link and I found your podcast. So yes. Long story short, too late, Big Fatty. I am a new listener and I found your podcast funny and interesting. I also do audio blogging and podcasting at catstales.webs.com. So I will continue to listen to you and hope you don't mind having a straight chick in the crowd. And I wrote back and I said, Dear Gussie, I don't mind at all. I've got a lot of straight chicks who love them some Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you're a wordsmith. You're just a wordsmith. Those straight chicks. Big Fatty, please move forward. In fact, why don't you just play some voice letters? Yes!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. Casey in Denver, number two fan BFO 2011. So I just booked my room at the Luxor, and a couple things that I remember about the Luxor is that everyone might want to know is the elevators go sideways because it's pyramid-shaped, so that's kind of different. If you book a tower room, that's the separate building. It's the black building behind the pyramid and the pool. If you stay in the pyramid and you're tall like me, I'm 6'2", be careful when you walk over to your room window to look out the window because you'll hit your head on the glass because it's a pyramid shape. And my story is we were staying there. I was laying by the pool. I fell asleep and was having a nice little pool. And I woke up only to realize that I became slightly aroused while staying by the pool, and I had a pyramid in my pants. My swim trunks made another pyramid. Anyways, see you for Pride 48, Dear Gussie. Bye-bye now. Casey in Denver, number two fan, BFO 2011.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Casey in Denver, what a story that is. And y'all, when he says he hits his head on the glass at the window, y'all, I'm guessing that he means the head of his giant penis. Because, y'all, he has a giant penis. It's a giant penis. Perhaps we'll all get to see it during Pride 48. And, y'all, evidently, if he lays out by the pool, everybody gets to see it. Because, y'all, that is not just a pyramid. Y'all, it is the world world's largest sundial. Yes, McReady! And Casey and Denver will be out there. And I just can't imagine in my head how these elevators go sideways. It's just weird. Perhaps Miss Bacon can explain it.
Big Fatty! Oh my gosh! I love. Listen to this. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? It's a train. All right, well, I live across the street from the train. Probably on the wrong side of the track. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Miss Bacon's talking about a train going by, and Casey in Denver talking about a pyramid in his pants. Y'all, this is becoming very suggestive today. I just don't know. But, y'all, I still don't understand how those elevators go sideways. Miss Bacon, would you like to try again? Yes, McReady.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Kathy Bacon, and this is my official RSVP. And I'm not pulling a David the Blue Jeans guy and RSVPing regrets. Did you ask for regrets to be RSVP? Everyone should just call in and tell whether or not they're going to Vegas, because we want to know. The listeners want to know. Anyway, I'm just calling you to tell you that I am going, and I am looking forward to disgracing you at the buffet for $30. Let's pick a meal where everyone should be like, have to go to the buffet. We should do breakfast. We should do a breakfast buffet. Disgrace Big Fatty by eating the most bacon, and I have a feeling I could probably win. I like mine limp and greasy. All right, goodbye. See you in Vegas.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now we've talked about a pyramid in Casey's pants. We've got a train going by Miss Bacon on the wrong side of the tracks, and now she admits that she likes it limp and greasy. Big Fatty, please! That's just vulgar! You're wearing off on these people, and they just don't know any better! So, anyway, Miss Bacon, I can assure you that I will have no problem at all taking you on in a bacon off, yes, Big Fatty, at the buffet. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna start on this final scratch off that my grandson gave me. Y'all, it is the golden spin, and y'all, what I have to do is I have to match my bet with the spin result in any one spin. Y'all, there's 12 spins on here. And if I do that, then I win the corresponding prize for that spin. If I get a double zero symbol, I automatically win $50. So, y'all, here we go. The first spin, my spin, is a number 23. And, y'all, let's see what the roulette wheel says. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, it's a number 9. And y'all, on the second one, mine is a number 33. And y'all, let's see what the result is. Oh, it's a number 27. Not a winner, Big Fatty. And then on the third spin, it is a number 34. And y'all, the result is a number 17. No winner there. And then y'all, on the fourth spin, it's a number 30. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, the result is a number, 31. We were so close. Y'all, on the fifth spin, it's a number 21. And the result is a number 22. Just one off there also, y'all. And on the sixth spin, it's a number 28. And the resulting spin, number 36. No winner there. Y'all, we're just going to have to finish this up tomorrow. We will just have to finish it up tomorrow, y'all, because we're out of time. And y'all, I've got several other cellular telephonic device messages. But y'all, if you would like to call, just pick up the phone and call 206-337-1438. And if any of you, if I called your name out, send me an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline. And
if you're going to go check him out, do not go to bigfatty.com.
No, you won't see any pyramids over there.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.